Welcome to episode number 8 of Scare Leisure. Just the house settling, a creepypasta. Does your house creak and moan at night? Everyone has experienced that moment in childhood. You're lying awake in bed at night, not quite asleep, but not quite awake either, when you hear it. A creak, like someone taking a step on the floor. Your whole body jerks awake and you become hyper aware of your surroundings. Then you really start to hear it. Another creak, then another. Creak, creak, creak. Footsteps. Are they getting closer or moving farther away? That is when the groans start. It sounds like the house is about to collapse right on top of you and seal whatever is inside with you forever. So you cry and run to your parents' bedroom. They hug you, calm you down, and tell you it's just a house settling. They dry your tears, tuck you back in, kiss your forehead goodnight, and turn the lights out and go back to bed. Next time you hear the groans and the creaks, you take comfort in what the parents told you. It's just the house settling. You repeat to yourself, over and over again. But that raises the question. Have you ever heard the house settling during the day? Have you ever once heard the unique moans and groans your home makes at night while the sun still shines? But you ignore it all, wrapping yourself in the cloak of solace and the words your parents muttered to you so many years before. It's just the house settling. It's just the house settling. Then one day, you have your own children, and then they run into your bedroom crying about the monster in the house. Tired and wanting to go back to sleep, you mindlessly repeat the same mantra your parents told you. It's just the house settling. The whole while, you try to ignore the twisting in your gut every time you hear the same sounds, which seem to only come out at night. The same sounds which have stalked you since your childhood. That leaves one last question. When an infant dies without warning in his crib, they call it sudden infant death syndrome. When a young and healthy athlete doesn't wake up one morning, they call it sudden unexpected death syndrome. When a senior citizen passes on in the night, they call it natural causes. The last question is this. Do you think that they hear the footsteps too? Second story, don't cry. Hey, come on now. Don't cry. Don't cry. I know things are bad for you right now, and all you want is for everything to just fade away. But you know that won't happen. That's not how the world works. You were always a crybaby, and I know it's the only real way for you to cope with things, but you have got to stop. Do you remember when your mom and dad asked you what you wanted for your birthday, more than anything in the world, when you were 8? And what did you want? A puppy. Your parents didn't think it was a good idea, so you cried and cried and cried for almost a week. And on your birthday, what was their gift? A bicycle. So you cried and cried until you heard some little barks. And then you saw her running from the kitchen. She was little and yellow and so happy to be around you. What did you call her? That's right, you called her Matilda. The next couple of months flew past so fast, didn't they? Mom and Dad started to argue, but you didn't care. You had Matilda. And that's all that really mattered. But one morning, you woke up, and Matilda wasn't there, was she? So you told your parents, and they immediately went looking for her, asking for you to trust them. And you cried, and cried, and cried, until a few days later they found her in a ditch. And you cried, and cried, and cried, until well after a week you guys had buried her. And now you never want another puppy again. Do you remember a couple years later when Daddy came to see you after the divorce, when he took you to see his new girlfriend? All the rage you felt, all the loneliness, all the deep feelings of losing something very important to you. Do you remember what you asked your mom when you asked your mom what you should do? In her drunken candor, saying that death is the only time that loss counts as keeping someone or something like Matilda. You spent your time in your room crying your eyes out again. The next night, you were staying with your father when his girlfriend tried to make nice, but she talked to your father like you were some kind of freak. "She won't open up to me," she said. "She won't trust me, and I wish she would." And you cried yourself to sleep that night. And then next morning, your father screamed coming from the bathroom. And you ran to him, and you saw all the blood that was all over the bathroom floor. Her body in the tub, alcohol and pills everywhere, her slit wrist limply hanging over on the side. The shock must have been too much, because you didn't even cry after that. In fact, even at the funeral, you didn't cry. You seemed quite at ease about it, in fact. One could say you were even happy about her death. To be honest, it was quite a while before you cried again. High school, I believe. Do you remember him? Johnny Wittmuller. He was such a nice kid. Football player, handsome, hardworking. He bought himself his own car by the age of 16. He was such a catch. You'd say you were the opposite. Shy, so reserved about everything, no friends to speak of. So alone. But out of the blue, he asked you to prom, and everyone was so shocked. Here he was, the big man on campus, and he wanted to go out with some nobody wallflower instead of the captain of the cheerleaders. Word spread quickly. Then the rumors moved faster, didn't they? Shank, wannabe welfare queen, trailer trash, cat lady. That one was the most preposterous. You don't really like animals now, do you? All these mean, hateful little words used to kill you from the inside out. You didn't outwardly cry, but everyone could see you wanted to. So they got worse, eventually moving to slapping you, holding you down and cutting your hair, forcing you to wear gaudy makeup. And the teachers? Well, they never lifted a finger. They really didn't care, considering most of the kids doing it to you were theirs. So they put up with it. But prom is where everything went to hell for you, didn't it? You felt so pretty. You actually spent time taking care of yourself, and you paid attention to what was fashionable. And your nice white dress looked like a wedding dress. Anyone could see that you would have been the most beautiful bride in the world. And Johnny was so handsome in a suit, perfectly tailored and looking like a model. The red corsage he placed on your white glove was so nice, the perfect splash of color. He really was your Prince Charming, wasn't he? The event itself wasn't that spectacular, but you didn't care. Johnny was there, and he did everything correct, and he said all the right things. You hadn't even noticed they were getting ready for the coronation of the prom queen and king until one of the cheerleaders reminded everybody of its nominees. You were shocked when you were announced as one of the candidates. And when it came to the announcement of who the queen was, you were even more surprised you had won. Everyone cheered for you when you walked onto the stage, tears streaming down your face. Your delicate makeup running slightly, but the happiness was short-lived. One of the cheerleaders announced they had a special video and pulled a screen down, and a projection started playing. A video of some nameless cheerleader and Johnny having an affair. She egged him on, asking him why he was taking you to prom. Your tears wouldn't stop when he said he didn't care about you, how he was only using you. How you were there for his amusement, and then you would be thrown away. He tried to tell you otherwise, but you ran away. You ran and ran, falling down and messing up your dress. You broke the heels of your shoes, but you just threw them away and continued running home. Mom tried to ask you what happened, but you ran to your room, locked the door, and cried for days afterward. There were even days when you woke up, cried, went back to bed. That's how much it hurt. Do you remember what I said then? I said I'd make the pain and all the things associated with it go away. You just have to trust me. Do you remember how Johnny died? How drunken and with some girl all over him, he rolled his car into a ravine and killed the both of them? That's not necessarily my fault, but the alcohol was. Do you remember your daddy's girlfriend? Well, not the alcohol and pills, but the wrists were mine. Well, as for Matilda, I felt I would lose you if you learned about responsibility, and I couldn't have that. Just like I can't have you crying right now. Shh, don't cry, all right? Just let the feeling wash over you. Just relax. It's just something in your milk I put in for you. So please don't cry, okay? You know I don't want to see you cry. Just like I don't want to lose you. Mommy doesn't want to lose her precious, delicate little girl. Now, I'm going to start doing a thing where I, rate these stories. The first story about just the house settling was really good because I would, rate that one a 7 out of 10. Don't cry. What a twist at the end. That was really good. Like a roller coaster of emotions. I'd give that one, a 9 out of 10. It was really good. It was a really good creepypasta. Thank you for listening to episode number 8 of Scary Leisure. Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll see you in the next episode.